from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yay. Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
You know, now we got Luca
Akua. They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Guru's back.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
Wow. Spadoni coming at me early.
He'll do that, Spadoni. He'll stick it to you. He doesn't care that you're coming off a sickness.
Man.
What's up, buddy?
What's up? I'm back. I turned you guys on. I had COVID for what feels like the 100th time, but shout out to Dibs, the only one here at the job that checked on me.
That's not true. That's just not true. Now, why would you do that right off the start?
You know what? Yeah, right. Who am I? Dorothy Dandridge? Who keeps a list of who checked on you? But Dibs called me, but you checked on me, buddy. You, Evan, and Spadoni. So you guys weren't even there. But yes, Donnie, health is wealth. I don't know why I keep contracting this thing, but I'm telling you, Wednesday show, I think at halftime, the 12 o'clock hour,
yeah,
it felt like I had somebody was sticking my stomach with needles.
Yeah.
And for 2 days, it's just, we take for granted when you just, hey, I'm bored. Well, you're healthy bored. Steiny, I'm telling you, man, I'm back.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that Wednesday, I was kind of pissed.
What?
You were terrible that day. You were awful. And I was like, what?
Now, I did a good job playing hurt.
No, you did. See, you told me you were hurt. I'm sorry. You told me you were sick right before the show. And I forgot you said it. So then halfway through the show, I'm like, what is going on with Goo? He's just not himself. I saw you leave, and I was like, oh, that's right. He's banged out today.
Damn it.
So I spent 2 days afterwards telling people that.
You took a shot at me. I turned you guys on when I could.
That's a sign.
That was bedridden. You look cute. You got a haircut, my boy. Look at it. Stoddy, you look fresh. Just
Bonte made fun of it.
What could he say? What did he say?
He said, that's an old man haircut.
Oh, my God.
Meanwhile.
Dick Van Dyke.
Meanwhile, if Bonte's going to say that, then I have to share with him. Yeah, the woman at the bar said, wow, who's this young guy who just walked in?
There you go.
Evan, you heard that one, baby.
Oh, boy.
Yee.
Chuck, what up?
All right, what do you think? Haven't talked to you in a while.
First, tell me what I missed. What you and Evan held it down.
Well, I mean, there's two big stories, I think, right now. Klay Thompson and the Warriors and Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers. I'm starting to get the sense, and it feels like it's percolating. Maybe Klay's not going to be back.
Wow. And I'll tell you this, Donnie, being bedridden and just reading everything, every article from here in the Bay, just national, it just feels and sounds like there's a lot of acrimony around the Klay Thompson situation, and I don't like it. And I remember Evan asked you and I, when you put out that question about Ayuk and Clay together, the odds, I had both of them leaving. Again, I want to be wrong, but the energy that is around, there's nothing going on with Clay and the Warriors. I don't like that. So we'll see, Steinie, and we haven't heard a peep from Clay, but I'll say this. Yeah. If I'm Clay Thompson, I said it before, you gave my counterpart, Draymond Green, 4 years, and we've done and made the same contributions, and I have, if not more, with my excellent shooting pre-injury and after. You gave him 4 years last summer, and you're going to give me 2? So that's cause for pause. And then on the flip side, what if they're telling him, Steinie, we don't see you, Clay, as a starter? We haven't talked about role. You know, so if I'm Clay Thompson, that would piss me off. It would piss me off that you guys moved me to the bench. I'm still holding on to that. But Anthony Slater and all the guys at Monty Poole that are in the weeds on this thing, Steinie, it just feels like nothing's going to come about. Like, this could be Boys to Men, end of the road. End of the road.
Yeah, they're from Philly.
Yeah, Motown Philly. Back again.
What do you know about it?
They were a damn good group.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So it feels like people are reporting that there is a little acrimony between Clay and the organization. And my first thought would be, I mean, I think I kind of know why, but why? I mean, okay, they asked him to come off the bench. He came off the bench. Then he got his starting job back. Yeah. Is it that? Is it the fact that Draymond got 4 years last year and Clay's only getting offered 2? I don't know.
Would that bother Matt Steinmetz? That would bother me. I'm just keeping it real. That would bother me, Steinie.
I can just answer, if it were Matt Steinmetz and I were Clay Thompson, I would absolutely be, you've got to be kidding
no
me.
No doubt about it,
you've got to be kidding me that a year ago you offered Draymond Green
who opted
4
out.
Years,
yeah.
4 years, and you're not going to give me something similar. That, yes, I would not be happy with that.
Okay.
Especially given the circumstances of Draymond getting that deal after he punched Jordan Poole, and then the first thing he does, first year of the contract, is get suspended for 25 games. Yes, I would not be happy about that if I'm Clay and they're trying to get me for 40 to 50 million. I mean, I get it. Draymond might be a more effective player now, but if I'm Clay, no, I can't. I'm not taking half as much as Draymond.
Man.
So that's just me. Maybe yeah. Clay's different. Maybe circumstances will change. Maybe he won't get any lucrative offers, and maybe he'll be back with the Warriors. But the way people sound, it feels like people are bracing for him to leave.
And I'll tell you what can't happen, and I told you this in the green room, and I mean it, Steinie. I mean, it can happen, but what cannot happen is the Warriors miss the playoffs next season. I am not talking about 3 or 4 years from now. I'm talking about next season. There cannot be a repeat. And can you imagine we go into the first Warriors season in umpteen years where, not injury related, there's no Klay Thompson? How weird, one, would that be? Two, there's noise about Paul George, Butler. I heard the crossover yesterday with Willard and Dibbs, and I'm not mad at Willard for bringing up Kevin Durant. By any means necessary, Malcolm X, however you can do it, do it. I would do that. I've shared that with you all. But just imagine that, partner. The end of an era in regard to Klay Thompson not being your 2. Man.
Yeah, it's possible. It's absolutely possible that that could happen. I'm not seeing it, E.
As a super chat from JJ in San Jose, Clay wants starter treatment and money, and the Warriors are saying Mutombo.
So they're doing what Clay, I'll give you two, Evan. They're doing what you said. Joe Lacob's known for us, Donnie. If they're going to stick by their guns and they're not going to tap into that sentimental stuff, that's killer mentality. That's cutthroat to me.
When I listened to Dunleavy yesterday, like, I'm asking Warrior fans, 888-957-9570. Mike Dunleavy was brilliant yesterday.
Tell me why.
Because he said nothing.
Oh, okay.
He said very little.
No, he said one big nugget.
What?
Internal. We got some young. I'm like, hey, Mike, or is that his verbal poker face? Nah, that's verbal poker. You like that? Verbal poker?
Well,
he said that with Jordan Poole. We love him. 2 minutes later, he was out of here.
I'm out.
So, I mean, what I heard Mike Dunleavy say, and this is kind of where I'm at with the Warriors. I heard Mike Dunleavy say, we're not sure what we're doing.
Ooh.
We could go down a lot of different roads, and we can be convinced of anything. And then I got to thinking about this. This is the first offseason, I think, in about 10 years, where I almost think the Warriors, they don't have a plan. They're getting the situation dictated to them. So last year, for example, they thought they still were a championship contender. And they went ahead and they acted on it. They re-signed Draymond Green. All right? They're not there this year. Clearly, if they thought this was a championship team, they would be extending Klay Thompson. There's no doubt about it. But they know they're not, or at least they think they're not. But what I heard Dunleavy say yesterday is, hey, if we can get Paul George, we'll try to get him. If Jimmy Butler's out there, we'll try to get him. I almost think if there's two young players out there, we try to get them. Like, they don't control the offseason anymore.
Wow, man,
they just don't.
You know what? And for Warrior fans down there, I tell you what, that's a scary proposition. And Kawakami, during that presser, asked Dunleavy about, possible trades. And I believe it was TK. And Mike talked about you can't pull one over in this NBA anymore on other teams. And I'm like, well, to me, Stoney's not trying to pull one over. You're trying to get better. And hopefully when you do a transaction, both teams benefit from it. But Monty Poole wrote a great article about what Mike Dunleavy said in regard to how hard it is to make a trade. Like, they do happen, Stoney, and it's just, what are you willing to part with? But we had the great Fitz on. He went viral for his energy about the Warriors got action. But Stoney, he talked about that premise based on Klay Thompson being a Warrior.
Well, he also talked about that, saying if Draymond Green, he said if anybody doesn't think there's a 53-54 win team with Draymond Green. And it's like, well, I don't think it's a 53-54 win team if Draymond plays all last year. And this is the last time I'll say it. If you think there's a 53 win team and you want to operate as such, then bring Klay back and see if he can tinker, but I kind of dare you.
I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
Well,
facts! I'll tell you what, another big nugget for me, Stoney, put some honey mustard sauce on it. I got to tell you, Chris Paul has to do them a solid. I mean, he has to delay this, this decision on his third, what they're going to do with him. And if they do go that route, that tells me, and if I'm a Warrior fan, I'm going Jim Carrey, Stoney. You're saying there's a chance. If they flex on that and they get him to help them, to me, that means they're in the lab trying to conjure up something.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. And that's not to dismiss what you're saying. I'm sure they're trying everything under the sun, and they're listening to every name under the sun.
Man.
Ramona Shelburne, ESPN.
Name a free agent, name a trade target. They have made calls on them, okay? They are being very, very aggressive, okay? Most of them, Kevin Durant, call on Kevin Durant. Laurie Markkanen, call on Laurie Markkanen. Ooh. Paul George, call on Paul George. Name somebody out there. They are being very aggressive. Now, can they actually turn anybody, can they actually bring any of those guys in? I don't know. They tried to get Alex Caruso. He ended up going to Oklahoma City.
Wow. I mean, what if I were to say, you can't get Alex Caruso. How are you getting any of the big names?
Ooh. Don't know why they didn't. I love that. We don't know why they didn't get Caruso.
Because they couldn't put anything together better than Josh Giddey. That's why. That they wanted to part with. Bulls said, give us Kuminga, and they said no.
Well, that's what I mean. For Caruso, Kuminga is, no, that's not worth it.
Before
Durant.
But Caruso's in Oklahoma City now.
Yeah. Or PG-13 or Butler, then, we can talk.
I mean, I just think that
this is the price of a dynasty partner. We talked about it.
That's my line. That's my line.
I swear I came up with it. You liked it. And now
you still think they're in a dynasty, so you can't even use it.
You don't not make the playoffs, please. Snotty.
You know what the funniest thing? You know what's the funniest thing you've already said today? Yeah. This is the funniest thing Goose said today.
I'm on the pitch count. Don't fight today.
I've seen him for an hour. The funniest thing he said. Oh, the Warriors can't not make the playoffs next year. Dude, they're closer to 13 than they are 5. They're closer to the 13.
According to how you look at it. If you look at it through the Fitz prism, which if you don't do a damn thing and you bring Clay back, how many we're at 50-something wins maybe.
What?
We're a fifth or sixth seed. Forget the win total. You're a fifth or sixth seed. If you're looking at it like Fitz,
I'm not looking at it like Fitz. I do not believe this is a 53 win team. Here's what I believe. Right now, they need to make some moves.
Oh, there's
I'm
no,
not sure
you
what
heard
they
of
are.
Ramona aggressive.
Well, again, like, what do you think? If they're a 53 win team, why are they being so aggressive? Wow. They should be a 53 win team then. I agree. Let me hear, Spadani.
Maybe they're go ahead.
This is what Tim Legler said. Take a listen.
Bottom line is this. People want to talk about Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors contending. I just don't think that's going to happen if you run it back. I don't think you can run it back with this core and think that that's going to happen in the Western Conference. So you have to build around the margin, Zach, and I don't know what exactly that means and what that looks like, who they get rid of, who they jettison off, what they replace it with to stay competitive around Steph Curry.
That's Get Up on ESPN, Tim Legler. I mean, I agree with him.
So that means, and it's no nothing personal, Steiny. If you can't run it back, Klay Thompson is every. That means that's a big part of who you are. You got to say bye.
Well, that's not all you.
Oh yeah, that's not all you're going to do. That's just part of it.
Exactly. So I mean, I don't look. Memphis is going to be better. Houston is going to be better.
San Antonio's
going to be better. There's going to be some teams that fall off a little bit. But I think it's true that the Warriors are probably, like Ramona Shelburne said, in on everything under the sun. But they don't have a lot to offer. They just don't. And if they're going to really covet Kuminga, well, he's their biggest chip.
You got to use it.
Why?
Because you're trying to get back into contention. And maybe 4 years from now, we're like, you know, Lake up, they're having dinner, and they look around like, damn, we should have kept them. But good God, Stoney, this is not easy, man.
I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
But this is what I made clear yesterday. And you can tell me at 888-957-9570 is the number. But here's what I'm not in favor of, and I haven't been in favor of it. Give me the name. Paul George, Jimmy Butler, Kevin Durant.
All right.
Those are 335-ish year olds. I'm not giving up Kuminga for one of those guys. I'm just not. Mm. I am not under the illusion that and let's say Clay's back under this circumstance. Let me just ask it to you this way. Do you really believe that if the Warriors run out Steph Curry 36, Jimmy Butler 35, Clay and Draymond 34, that they will be able to compete all season long, get a favorable seed over the course of 82 games, and then make a big time run of the playoffs, which take 2 months?
Stoney, I do.
I
man.
Don't. I don't even think. I think that's. I think it's a pipe dream. I would never bank on that. I just wouldn't.
But and I'm not mad at that thought process. But everything's a risk. You got 19 and 20 year olds tearing this or tearing that. We never know about the injuries. But we're talking about top tier conditioned athletes who, birth certificate wise, your point is hammered home.
Exactly.
But Steiny, they know what time it is.
No,
they're making decisions almost with the trust element and the one part that you bring up where you can't really. Jalen Green from the Rockets. He's not even in his prime. He could go down with the injury.
But he's less likely to, Goo. The other thing is, forget injury. They're all on the downside.
You want to ride it out on the downside with the hope we did everything from an organization standpoint for it to.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
So again, let me ask you this: you've got Butler, Steph, Clay, and Dre. you're going to bank on. They're all going to play 70 to 75 games. You're going to be able to lock down a 4 or 5 seed. Then you're going to enter the playoffs and be able to make a run at running the table. I don't see that. I mean, I just watched the playoffs. Yeah. These young teams are just suffocating teams.
Well, I'll tell you this.
It's time to get younger.
Yeah.
It's time to play the younger guys more, I think.
But what if you call, again, I know you don't like this, but it's real, Stani. What if you call the lieutenant in by the name of Stephen Wardell Curry, and you tell him that you're timid and you're trying to get younger on his watch? It's almost like, and I know some people hate it, but a lot of people agree, you owe it to him to go all in.
I'll say this.
If you run it back, you're running Steph the Ferrari with 100,000 miles on the odometer into the ground if he doesn't have another superstar around him. You bring in a Butler, Durant, or a PG-13, Steiny, he's working. He don't have to work as hard. That's how I look at it. You know, he's working. You know what I mean? And then I'll give Willard his props on this yesterday. He does have history of being in this system with Steph, and that rapport. How much is that worth if you could get a Durant? Like, I would risk Kuminga in his future on that.
Yeah, I would.
I just would, Matt.
I wouldn't.
You know I'm serious when I'm calling you, Matt.
There's no chance that a core of 4 34 to 37-year-olds is going to be able to last the whole season, play at a high level. And, like, to me, if you have those older guys, the only thing you can do is load manage during the regular season. Okay. Well, that's going to put you in the 7th spot. Yeah, you're making a run from the 7th spot, I don't think. I just think, I got to tell you, and I'm not, look, they can do whatever they want. And I get it. Steph. This idea of throwing away 4 years down the road for something now. Okay, how about this?
Dude.
Okay, so you're, okay, everything and anything for Steph. Everything. Oh, whatever Steph wants. He averaged 23 a game after the All-Star break last year.
26 on the season.
He shot 42%.
I hear you.
If that's the Steph we get, it's over.
But why can't I'm not mad at that.
Because he's 36.
But why can't I be proactive?
Because he's 36.
What if we get the guy
because he's 36.
All right.
Because he's 36. And
But that's not set in stone, Stani. I get you.
No, it is set in stone that he's 36.
Okay,
that is set in stone.
No doubt about it.
It's also set in stone that he's going to be 37 next year.
Right.
And I'm sorry.
He needs help. And you're saying, I'm buying some of it. He
cannot,
needs help.
You can't give him enough help. Mm. You got to start to move on.
So I feel like if you were in a boardroom right now, you would be going around telling Warrior fans, here, sip this. What is this, sir? You would say a concoction of, it's about to not be pretty.
My goal would be to win more than 46 games next year. That's it.
But quit thinking about a run. Quit thinking about the WCFs. Quit thinking about a chip.
Well, why would you think about a chip?
Because you got Steph Curry and Draymond Green right now, and you can add to that.
888-957-9570 is the number. How you handling the Warriors offseason?
Man.
I mean, what do you do with Klay Thompson?
He's too... Oh,
I mean, I'm letting Klay walk. I have to. I don't want to, but I have to.
I don't think that kills him though, because that's just the start of it.
Yeah, I would have let Draymond Green walk last year.
I don't want to speak for you, and I missed you guys, hey. Stani. It feels like you're saying, "Hey, Dub Nation, just prepare. It might be some turbulence."
Yes, of course. At the end of a dynasty, like, there will be turbulence. There will be.
Wait. They're at the end? So it's still going.
You know, I just say that. You know why I say that?
I say that
in order to avoid trolls. Oh. But, yeah, this thing's over.
Man.
It's over.
Well.
And the longer you keep, like.
They're aggressive, Stani. They don't believe it. That's what I like. We like to hear. Like, yeah, and he called for LeBron. I know, but good. That wasn't going nowhere. But that's letting you know, hey, it may not work, but they're going to try it. And if you're not willing to give up Kuminga, then you're going to run it back.
You're also We have a fundamental disagreement on what Jimmy Butler or what Paul George or what Kevin Durant does for this team. And I don't think it launches them into contention. You know why? Because they're still old. They're still too old.
But you got some young pieces that would still be here.
I just don't understand how you could have watched Minnesota, how you could watch Boston, heck, how you could even watch Dallas and think with one, like, that the Warriors will be able to better compete against these teams, even though all these other teams are coming into their prime and you're coming out of the prime.
Well, I'm not mad at that, but that goes to the Fitz model. Were the Warriors really, was that really the Warriors, the 10th seed? And that's what they ended up with. But Draymond, you know,
then sit tight.
He ruined the season.
Yeah, then sit tight.
Draymond Green ruined the Warriors season. How about that? Because they might have been a 6th or 5th seed. And we would, even if they didn't go deep, we would feel better about them competing in the West.
Okay. All right. But none of that happened. Mm. And they are the 10th best team in the Western Conference with two teams behind him or three teams behind him that everybody thinks is going to be better. 888-957-9570 is the number. You know what? What do Warrior fans think? Guru thinks they get a big boy in here. You know, they could make something happen. I think it's time to move on. Mm. I probably am not bringing Clay back. There's other things I might do, but the idea of bringing another 35-year-old in here, I think I'm out on that. How about you, Warrior fans? 888-957-9570. NBA Draft Day is almost here. Warrior fans, it's Steiny and Goo. We're going to be live at Chase Center on Thursday for Day 2 and Golden State's 52nd overall pick. Steiny and Guru live at Chase Center this Thursday on 95.7 The Game.
The real LL Cool J.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Steiny and Guru, he's back. Yes, he is, ladies and gentlemen. Daryl the Guru Johnson, the official out count, 3 days. 3 days. We thought we'd have him back yesterday, but you know what? We didn't want to risk it. Bring it back too soon. Pull a hammy or something like that. You know what they say. Let that hammy rest. When it feels better, give it another week.
He's doing something with the boss right now.
Oh. All right. Warriors offseason essentially feels like it's begun. Kevon Looney's back at $8 million. And the one thing, Goo, I was thinking about with Looney, they could have waived him and just paid him $3 million and he would have come off. But I do think there's something to this. Payton, $9 million. Looney, $8 million. Kuminga, $7.6 million. Moody, $5.8 million. And even Pajemski, $3.5 million. What I'm getting at there is those are 4 or 5 salaries that you could use to pair with a $25 million player like a Wiggins. And that's how you get the salaries to match up with somebody who's making a lot of money. Like, they could do something by putting Wiggins together with Kuminga or Looney or Payton and get that number up to 45 or 50, and then they could theoretically bring in a player making 48 or 50, like a Butler, like a Durant, like a who's the other guy?
Durant, Butler, PG-13.
Paul George.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. I love the math, but I will say this. And I've stood up for Kevon Looney. And you talk about, goo, one of the takeaways from the playoffs, rebounding still matters. I feel like the Warriors collectively failed Kevon Looney. How could a guy that eats up rebounds like Pac-Man eats tablets, how could he all of a sudden not be a fit? That's a head scratcher. And you know what? They may have exercised that $8 million for him to be a part of something down the road. But damn it, Steiny, if this team is going to compete and get right back, Kevon Looney will play on my team. So Kevon, I know I had been out, and they kind of went away from Kevon Looney. I didn't understand it. And again, I'm just telling you, we know what he specializes in. He's been a big part of 3 of the 4 chips, rebounded. Don't tell me Looney is washed and he can't help you. You make him fit. And I like
small the news. Potatoes. Kevon Looney is small potatoes.
But see, you think
he doesn't move the needle one way or the other. Yeah. If you have him, great. If you don't have him, you're not devastated. Kevon Looney is not going to be the
big part of the championship runs.
Goo, you got to give that up. No. He's not the same player.
It's not about that. I'm looking at guys, and half of them, I don't know how good they are. My point is, I know what Looney brings, and rebounding still matters. He's got bricks in the pocket. I'm not telling you he's Moses Malone. He can be a piece. And Stoney, if we find something out in a week that he was part of a package, I would understand it. I'm just telling you, I think you are selling Looney short.
I'm not selling Looney short. He's an afterthought. Mm. He's a ninth man. Mm. He's lost something. Anybody who watched him last year knows Looney was not the player he's been. Let me guess. Can he bounce back? Oh, he'll be better next year, even though he's getting older. Like, that's what I'm not subscribing to anymore. I'm not subscribing to, well, Looney wasn't very good last year, but you know what? He's going to be better this year. It's like, that's just hope.
Yeah.
Looney's a...
I'm not telling you he's Kareem, Stoney. Right.
He doesn't make any difference.
Why they bring him back if they don't trade him? Because he's got some value to what you do and what you've done.
He's a ninth man.
That just doesn't go away.
He's a ninth man.
And he never jumped out the gym, so it's not like athleticism was the problem.
Well, it is the problem.
It's getting those second and third shots.
The problem with Looney is, 4 years ago, he could keep a guy like James Harden in front of him. Mm. He can't keep anybody in front of him. He didn't last year. Mm. Let's go to Trucker George. Trucker George is in Oakland.
Beep.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Talk to us.
Hey, I want to bring up a name, and it's because the narrative nationally is people don't want to give us what we need, you know, to go to the next level to be championship relevant. So we're going to have to start looking at lesser options. A name I want to bring out there that's soured in New York, forward/center, big man, with a bad attitude, supposedly, is Julius Randle. Now, his number right now is at $28 million, and, you know, it's maneuverable with these contracts. Smaller deal. I know he'd take a discount or take a 2-3 year deal, hoping to make a bigger contract at the end of his season. I just want to know what you gentlemen think of that name and maybe the fit, as it not giving away the young core, maybe moving forward in another direction.
Well, Trucker George, you're hitting on something that's kind of right up my alley, and it's this. I guarantee you say Julius Randle, and most Warrior fans will be like, nah.
I go pick him up from the airport.
He'd be their second best player right now.
I go pick him up from the airport.
They're not, like, Warrior fans think they can do better than Julius Randle.
All right.
They just do. And, I mean, I almost, was it last year? I mean, Wiggins' name would come up and they actually be like, hey, get Jaylen Brown. You know, Wiggins and a package for Jaylen. What are we doing? What are we doing? Well, let's go get Laurie Markkanen. How? He's under contract.
I hear you.
It's like...
Fan is short for fanatics. Nobody's asking. Like, just make it happen. You know? Well, and I tell
and that's,
you, yeah.
That's, it's not a strategy... It's not a strategy to me to hope that Draymond, Steph, and Clay, and Looney get better next year somehow, somewhere.
Can I ask you a question? And I think I know. Do you really believe right now on this Tuesday Draymond Green is untouchable? Let's say they didn't even want to part with Dre, but to get one of those big boys, they said we need number 23. Do you think he's untouchable?
I don't think he's untouchable, but I don't think people are going to be beating the door down to get him. Other teams. I mean, if you're a lousy team, you don't want Draymond Green because you don't want to bring him into that kind of environment.
And I think about the finals, and I know a lot of people didn't like it. The ratings were down, but the bottom line is, and their cores were younger, the Dallas Mavericks, they got over because Kyrie kind of self-sabotaged himself, but he's 32 years old. They made a trade, got him. They went to the finals. Boston Celtics and Brad Stevens made a trade. They brought in Drew Holiday to a younger core, Stoney. But the impact of those two trades can't get lost.
Drew Holiday's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
So, like, he's a hell of a player, I think. 888-957-9570 is the number. All intent and purpose, the Warriors offseason has started. My feeling, I just don't want this team to get older. I think this team getting older goes nowhere. I don't want to bring Butler in. I don't want to bring Kevin Durant in.
Wow.
I mean, unless you can drop them basically onto the team for nothing, which you can't do. But I'm sorry. I think we've proven here in Golden State that the core isn't a championship core anymore.
But you
I'm
might
sorry.
Be.
That's okay. the way I feel.
I hear you. But with a little enhancements.
No, a lot of enhancements. They were a 10th seed. They were the 10th best team.
I want to say with extenuating circumstances. Okay. But they were the 10th seed. But, Stoney, I think, again, if Clay walks, it's kind of, and people might not like it, what do you owe Dre and Steph? And if I'm, and when I talk about enhancements, that's the go, you know, get somebody that could come in, a high-caliber player, and help. And I'll say this, Donnie, about the age thing.
You know what?
Thursday, they're going to get younger. They're going to make a draft pick at Thursday. They're going to get
younger. Number 52? Right. Might not even make the team.
But what if he could, again, I'm being proactive. What if you get what Pods gave you and what TJD gave you?
Okay.
No, I'm just like, what do you there's think a possibility that
six
guy
more
might
wins?
End up in Santa Cruz or he could, you know, help.
I'm going into the draft with no expectations. At 52, there's a better chance the guy won't play than will play at 52. Miguel's in Hayward. Hey, Miguel.
The Stack.
What's going on, man?
What's up, you guys?
Hey.
Hey, you know, like the Warriors need to smell the coffee and just realize that, you know, we're getting older. And, you know, by just watching the finals, it was, you know, like it was so much young talent playing, like, in the playoffs. So, you know, they need to just, you know, wake up and just sign these young players that are 25 or 26. You know, hopefully they get that tall center guy from Utah. You know, like, I don't know his name, but, like, I'm pretty sure you guys know his name. Hopefully we see what we could do tomorrow. And then, you know, KD would give us the best chance to go to the playoffs again. But we see what happens. I just want to say that I love y'all show. You guys take care.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, Miguel.
You're talking about marketing, right?
I would assume. Or maybe okay. Walker Kessler.
Oh. Shout out Brad Kessler.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. Here's what I kind of believe right now.
Yeah.
Forget about championship or anything like that. I got 8 players here. What foursome would you believe in more right now? Dre, Steph, Clay, and Looney, or Trayce Jackson-Davis, Pajemski, Kuminga, and Moody?
The first.
Yeah. That's fine, and I think most people would. But what I'm saying is, I don't think there's a monster difference between those two. And I want to see, like, you guys realize that if the more Clay plays, the more Draymond plays, if Clay comes back, the more he plays. Looney's now in the rotation because he's great. The younger players are going to play less. Are we really doing that again in 2024-25?
No, I guess it's about, is the dynasty really officially over? That's the fear, and that's how I'm looking at it, and I keep thinking of Austin and San Jose, who always talks about Steiny. How good are our young players? And it feels like you're saying, let's just use the season for a tryout.
That's right.
But that's a big-ass difference from being a threat in the Western Conference.
They're not a threat.
But they're operating, or they're trying to operate, Stoney, we think, like they still are. There's still something in the ketchup bottle.
Well,
you're saying, throw it out, it's over, and
have
I get
fun
it.
With that.
We're about to see.
How many times do you have to see the Warriors run out? Steph, Dre, and Clay. Another year? Didn't you just give them 2 years? They won a title. Okay, let's keep it together.
Yeah.
They didn't make made the playoffs. The following year, they didn't make the playoffs. You want to do it again? Do it again.
But
I'm not going to stop
you. We're going to do it again with one of the guys, Draymond, not missing 25 games.
That's what you think.
But I can't fight you on that, but
why are you so naive like that?
Because
you're the only person that would go into a season assuming Dre's going to play 72 games.
The Warriors are doing it, and they've been doing it, and they signed that contract thinking he was going to play more than what he did last year. So don't just put it
My point is you're still saying, well, Dre won't get suspended next year. How do you know?
It can't happen again.
Okay. Well, if you say it can't, then it can. Okay.
But
yeah, no, take it to the bank.
Hey, that day. I see where you're going, but don't just put it at my doorstep.
No.
Put it on Warrior's Way right down the street. That's on them too.
Sure.
Because they empowered him when they re-signed him for $400 and he stabbed him in the back.
Yeah, you're going to empower him this year again? Apparently you are.
It's already done.
We don't know that. Well, we don't know that. The bottom line is they made a mistake with Draymond Green.
That may cost them Klay Thompson.
They just did. Well, and you know what? It might.
Yeah.
It might. Savala in Richmond. What's up, Savala? How you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Love the show.
Hey.
So happy to be tuned in. I have so many things I want to say. I'm just going to try to focus so I can get them all out. First, you asked we're doing in the offseason.
Savala, you got to call back. You're breaking up. I'll get you right on.
Hey.
Let's go to
who we got?
Justin's in Oakland. What's up, Justin? How you doing, man?
Wow. Hey, I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
What's up, baby?
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Okay, so I really think that next year could really work out if they keep the core and just play Klay less, if that's something he wants to do. They lost a lot of close games last year, which could be fixed. I think that Kuminga is going to get better. I think that Dre is going to miss less games. I actually see this team making a much better run. I see some things changing.
Appreciate the call. Thanks. Justin. Yeah.
So we would be... let's say nothing happens, Donnie, but Klay walks. So we'd be looking at a starting five of Pod, Steph, Kuminga, Wiggins, and Dre.
Okay.
I'll be watching. Like, I'm not saying that's dead, man. I'm like, I know you're looking at me like, are you serious? Like, all depending on what Wiggins we get. If we get a productive Wiggins and Kuminga takes the next step.
Right.
Goob. Okay, Pods is Pods. I'm watching.
Right, and let me tell you what I wouldn't do as a GM. This is not the way I operate. Okay, what do we need to be successful next year? Well, Steph's got to play better than he played in the second half.
Yeah.
Okay. Draymond's got to not be suspended and stay at the level of play he's at. Okay. Wiggins has to be a different Wiggins than he's been the last 2 years. Okay.
That's the scary.
Kuminga's got to get better within the team framework. Okay. Looney's got to turn back. What are we doing? I don't believe all those things are going to happen. I just don't. I've watched the NBA too long. Guys who are 35, thank you, don't get better. They don't. They don't get better.
I just don't think they do. I hear you. And I don't want to. I hope you don't think I'm operating from Candyland.
I think you are.
Talking about two transcendent players that I feel like they were so great. They're not what they were, but they're still great. That's LeBron James and Steph Curry.
Okay.
I am adamant that Steph Curry is going to take it out on the league. How he played in the second half and him being home watching the playoffs. Like, you're laughing at that.
I am laughing.
I mean that.
Okay, so in his 16th year.
See, I don't care about what year it is.
In his 16th year, Steph Curry's going to come out and play like he's 25.
If with a little tweak or some help, Steiny, I'm telling you, it's consistency.
You know what, Goo?
He is the last part of what's ailing the Warriors on my list. I think that's what I'm trying to tell you.
That's fine.
He is my last thought.
That's fine.
And 26 is 26 points a game. That's what that was, Donnie. Okay. If you look at the metrics, he slipped in the second half, but he didn't have much to work with.
Oh, you know, I just think it's so incredible that for 10, 12 years, Steph's the best player on the team.
Yeah.
Durant, he's the best. And now he doesn't have enough help. Maybe what you're really saying, Goo, is the Warriors need to get a player in here better than Steph. That's what I'm actually hearing.
I wouldn't be. I mean, hey, I don't think he would be against that, but, I mean, That wouldn't hurt, Steiny. And is Kevin Durant coming in here? Would he be better than Steph at this juncture, what you see from KD? I would call it a tie.
You know what I would say? It doesn't matter. Like, it kind of doesn't matter.
If you get him with one of those dogs, it does matter. The Warriors are a problem again.
No, they're okay.
Well, all right.
They're a problem.
If they get one of the big boys.
And they lose Kuminga.
Yep.
Where's Clay? Is he back?
Gone.
Who's playing? So you're going to go with?
Let's just say it's Durant. Durant, Curry, Dre, TJD, and Pods. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, what? That's 40 wins.
Hey, roll the
ball. How are you getting over 40
roll
wins?
Roll the ball out, man.
Oh, my God. It's like you haven't watched the last 10 years. It's
last
staggering.
Season hurt me. You know that.
Savala is back in Richmond. Hey, Savala.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Thank you for letting me come back on the air after that funky call. I'm just thinking... You know, Guru, I'm usually with you, but I feel like you're living in a fantasy world, and I hate to say that as a fan, but the thing is, like, Steph Curry, basketball is a team sport, right? So Steph Curry is like a Ferrari engine, you know, he's transformative, transformational player, but if you don't have four wheels on the car, it's not going anywhere. Mm. If you have two wheels, it's not going anywhere. If you have three, like, tinkering is not going to cut it anymore. Nobody's in their prime, and what that means is the margin for error is razor thin. Like, unless everyone is playing at the top of their game, things start to fall off the rails, and it's just inevitable in the NBA. Like, there are injuries, people have bad nights, people have bad stretches, like, but there's no room for error when no one is at their prime. So, I mean, I hate to say this as a fan, but I feel like, you know, you get older in life and you realize that sometimes the right decision doesn't feel good, right?
Wow.
The right decision here is to just move on. And it doesn't feel good as a fan to say that, but Father Time is undefeated, and we may have that Ferrari engine. We may have one or two wheels, but we don't have everything we need to make a run anymore. And I'm just thinking, like, I'm excited for the Olympics. I want Steph to get his gold medal. But as a fan, a Warriors fan, I'm also like, this dude's going to be tired. Like,
hello.
We're already going to be starting at a little bit of a deficit, you know, because he's going to be tired when he gets home.
I feel that.
I just think, like, I watch the whole season with my 8-year-old daughter. She's a fan, too. And I've just been thinking about how when they lost that play-in game and the season was over, she looked at me and she said, Mama, I'm so sad, but I'm also kind of glad it's over because this was a horrible season to watch. So it's just, we've got the Ferrari engine. We don't have all the other parts. It's time to move on. It doesn't feel good, but sometimes that's the right decision when you don't have anyone in their prime anymore.
What a great call.
That's what's on my heart, and I love you guys so much.
I love you back.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Savala. Yeah. Appreciate it.
She knows her cars, but Savala, I got to tell you, if you got a good engine, you're still in the game. It's easier to go get the other stuff as opposed to the engine being done, Stoney. The engine is the heart of a vehicle. So you still, what I don't want to have happen for myself and Dub Nation, Warriors 2024, 2025, it's about the young guys. We'll see how good they are. Roll the ball out. Oh, my God. No.
Well, I'd rather
take chances and risk
that's
future
not a chance.
Career.
That's not a – what you're doing is not taking a chance. What you're doing is doing something you know how it will end because we've seen it 2 years in a row. Like, to me, I think if – you know what? If you had – if this were your lineup, Steph at one, Pods at two, Moody at three, Kuminga at four, Trace Jackson Davis at five. In other words, I'm just doing this for effect.
Yeah.
Curry with the four young guys. I don't necessarily think that's a worse team than Curry at one, Clay at two, Wiggins at three, Draymond at four, and Looney at five. Like, I don't think, I wouldn't say, oh, well, if we go young, we've got no shot.
Now,
well, if you go old, you've shown already that you can't get it done the last 2 years.
I'm not mad at you, Stoney, but I think Steph would say hell no to that. And you could be right. It might be better, but that's just that. Look what Ramona. Listen to what we're hearing.
It's not Steph's team anymore.
They're trying to go big game hunting.
Of course, why not? I mean, that's
to maximize what's left of Steph's career.
Every team's going to try to get Paul George.
We're talking about two. Yeah, right. You're right.
But like, let's see if they can do it. And again, if they do it, it doesn't mean snap of the finger they're back in contention. I don't believe it.
And as a fan, the dynasty is going to end. We all know it. Savala, we know the end is coming.
Apparently it's not.
No, it's about how you go about your business, and you can accept losing knowing, hey, we went and got Paul George. We mortgaged Kuminga's future. He may be the next Scottie Pippen, but it won't be on our watch. I think people can process the non-winning if it doesn't work or manifest in a chip or a long run knowing, hey, you did right by Steph Curry and Draymond. You win got ready-made guys that got reputations of being a winner, Stoney. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, but you feel better about you did at the end of it. That's what this is about.
Well, let me tell you what it also is about. It's about Paul George looking at the Warriors and saying, why would I go there? We're not winning it there. Those guys are too old. I need to get with a younger team. Paul George doesn't think if he comes to the Warriors, they're all of a sudden the favorite?
Well, hey, Paul, you didn't win in L.A., buddy.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Exactly. So why would he come to a worse team? An older team.
Worse team before he arrives, Donnie. It's about what are they. And Savala, I keep going to her, mention, hey, you're coming to a team that already has an engine, buddy. This might be the easiest basketball Paul George has ever played. It was for Wiggins
no,
in the 1 year.
Stop saying that.
In the 1 year it worked,
Steph
they won a chip.
36. So just real quick, just what you said. Yeah. He's playing with Kawhi. He's playing with Harden. But this year with Pods and Draymond will be the easiest basketball he's ever played.
Okay. I love Kawhi, Stoney. Right. Kawhi ain't Kawhi.
Well, Steph ain't Steph either anymore.
Well, he'll be there for the playoffs. Unlike Kawhi Leonard, who's done George a disservice every time they get to the all. You know what
did
I mean? He's like, he's
Clippers,
unavailable.
Did the Clippers
hurt.
Make the playoffs?
They did.
Did the Warriors?
No.
What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. 888-957-9570.
You just want to talk basketball, don't you?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.